Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Many producers grow the same crops year after year because there appears to be no other options. Well, Sesico has been providing a solution to this problem for 37 years by developing sesame varieties and production practices that will work on your farm. Sesico is currently offering double crop contracts to producers in Oklahoma and North Texas. Contracts are offered on an acre basis with conveniently located seed dealers and delivery points. To see if sesame will work for you, contact Jared Johnson at 405-531-7840.
Latest drought monitor showing some abnormally dry returning to the state of Oklahoma. About 16% of the state now reported in that category. A large chunk of central Oklahoma, some of northeastern Oklahoma, primarily where the abnormally dry rating is. Nothing in the drought category at this moment, but that abnormally dry just one step away. Meanwhile, we've got rainstorms right now in northwestern Oklahoma, really all the way stretching from around Pratt, Kansas, down across northwestern Oklahoma, down just a little bit southeast of Amarillo. We've also got some storms east of Ponca City and over around Miami on this Friday morning. Meanwhile, we've got the GMO labeling compromise announced yesterday by Debbie Stabenow and Pat Roberts. Not quick enough to get the House involved before the July 1st deadline of the implementation of the Vermont state law that will become the de facto standard for a time in this country before Congress finally gets around and sorts all of this out. Senate Ag Committee Chair Pat Roberts and the committee's top Democrat Debbie Stabenow reaching the deal after weeks of negotiations and a failed procedural vote on voluntary GMO labeling in March. This is a mandatory deal, and that's troubling to at least the American Farm Bureau and a lot of other groups that would prefer a voluntary plan. The House passed bill of earlier this year has a voluntary disclosure plan. The Senate proposal that has just surfaced from Mr. Roberts and from Ms. Stabenow is a mandatory plan. American Farm Bureau's Andrew Wamsley says it's disappointing that the Senate was not able to get this done before the Vermont law is set to take effect 1st of July. Also, some concerns about the mandatory nature of the Senate proposal.
It's obviously a setback that Congress has been unable to act before the deadline of July 1 when we're faced with Vermont's burdensome labeling law. You know, the House, let's not lose sight, the House did their job almost a year ago, passing H.R. 1599, which was a strongly supported bill, 275 to 150 by both sides of the aisle. Eventually, Congress is going to have to take some type of action because we will have to deal with preemption. We can't have a patchwork of state labeling laws.
Some indications yesterday that there might be consideration on the floor of the U.S. Senate this coming week of the Robert Stabenow plan. Maybe they would be willing to get a vote now and have a chance to get at least 60 votes to get it moved on through quickly. If the Senate should go ahead and vote in favor of the Robert Stabenow proposal, that would put the Senate on record ahead of the July implementation of the Vermont law. And then when the House returns in July, they'd have the decision of either trying to go for a conference, trying to work out differences, or accepting the Senate plan. Chairman of the House Ag Committee Mike Conaway withheld his blessing on the proposal, saying he'll study their language. You've got farm news on Ron.
Here's your chance to have some fun and support a good cause. American Farmers and Ranchers LEAD program is sponsoring a golf tournament to support State Question 777 Oklahoma's Right to Farm on July 11. The event will be at the Greens Country Club, one of Oklahoma City's top private golf venues. For more information, go to AFR's website, iafr.com, or check us out on Facebook. July 11th, Greens Country Club, Oklahoma City.
That's the latest agricultural news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.